as people, sometimes we learn some other things which are very important in life when it's too late in our life. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled Lessons We Learn Too Late. Sometimes we hold on to people as if those people were meant to stay forever. Number one, which we should learn of, is that important people come and go, and that's okay. Do not beat yourself when someone who you thought was very important in your life goes, because that's the general rule of life. I think all of us have been there. We hold on to people thinking that they will stay forever, but I don't know where we got that line of they will stay forever. Important people, their transactions, their importance change. They leave when they see nothing important is there for them to stay. Like this, because it's unfortunately the most important people in your life can become strangers overnight. Just like that. It doesn't even take a matter of days, months, years. Sometimes it happens very fastly that you can't even imagine that that person who you thought was important in your life is someone who ignores you, someone who doesn't talk to you anymore. Because it's often we hold on to these people like they are precious treasures in our life. We think their importance means that they will stay forever in our life. But most often, we are really proven wrong by life, as these people, they leave. And when they leave, is that when they turn into strangers. And you thought they had a very integral part in your life. You thought you were going to handle them as treasure in your life. Newsflash, those people, they change overnight. And when they go, you'll ask yourself, I thought that person was going to be here for a long time. But here we are. They go. They become strangers. They don't even recognize you anymore. You ask them, why did you leave? They tell you, time changes, reason changes. I had to chase other things in life. And you thought that that person was very important in your life. But fortunately, total strangers, I'm saying, the ones who you didn't even think they will play a part in your life, total strangers can become the most important people in your life overnight. This happens. Those who you trust the most, they will go. They will leave. Those you expect them to stay in your life, I have been there. It doesn't, most of the time, you don't learn it far ahead. In this lifetime, it happens very fastly that you seem to understand that sometimes it's better off to be alone. I have seen people who I thought are very close to me turn to unfortunately strangers to me. Okay, they don't recognize me, they don't see me. The gap just keeps on growing up. The gap between us and the people who I thought were important, the gap just kept on growing bigger and bigger. That's how they became strangers in my life. And unfortunately, people who I didn't imagine or people I didn't know, they came in, they filled in their roles. This is how life is. Okay. It's a very complicated thing, but this process hurts too much. Okay. It hurts because I've been there. You ask yourself, did you do anything wrong when the people who you thought were very important in your life become strangers overnight? And the total strangers, when they arrive, And when they come in as strangers, they come in and they become the most important people in your life overnight. Then you'll ask yourself, how? How did this happen? Okay. This process happens time and time again. Friends become strangers. Strangers become friends. That's how life is. This process of life, or this part of life, when it happens, it hurts a lot. It can shatter a person, cut you up. But if you accept it, it serves to prove the quality and stability of the people in your life. It serves you to understand the people who are going to stay in your life. Because these people, unfortunately, who become important people, are we not regarding them to your family? No, your family will never change. We talk about people who are outside your family, outside the domicile of your family. Those are the people who change, come and go. Some will come in, unfortunately, like they are replacing the people who were there. But just accept this, because the people in your life, positions will keep on changing, because such things will keep on happening in life. But accept this process for you to understand and grow as a person and improve the quality and stability of the people in your life. Don't cry over other people. Don't cry over other people. When they're gone, they're gone. Okay? Don't hold on to people like they're pressure when they're very important in your life. Just have that open mind that one day there might be something that can happen, that those people will become strangers overnight and others will enter the role of your life. You must also remember this. People tend to think diet is what you eat. People forget that your diet is not what you eat only. As the older you get, you realize that diet isn't just what you eat. It's what you watch, what you read, who you follow, who you spend time with. So if your goal is to have a healthier mind, you have to start by removing all the junk from your diet. People assume that diet is what we eat. It's not what we eat only. Diet is also what your mind processes, because your mind also has its own diet up there. And that the diet of your mind is how you train your mind. If you want your mind to be healthier, you'll have to start by removing all the junk from your diet. Removing all the unnecessary thoughts in your mind. Create a room for you to stay focused in your life. Remember that a focused mind is a healthy mind, which can conquer all of your goals, which can make it keep on going when the going gets tough. Because as older you get, this is when you start to realize that your diet isn't just what you eat. It's what you watch, what you read, who you follow, who you spend time with. The last two lines, who you follow and who you spend time with, I think this is very important, very, very much, to compare to what you can watch, what you can read. But who you follow and who you spend time with is something which can impact you very harshly. And if you're not careful, people, it will bring you down, because most people, when things start to go wrong in their life, that's when they start to realize that I was following the wrong crowd. I was spending time with the wrong people. And when they realize that, it's very too late. Okay, things have already happened. You tell people that be careful, spend time with the right people, be careful of the crowd which you follow, be a person who knows your friends. Be a person who chooses the right crowd in life. But we are people in life. It's like if you tell a person that something is wrong, a person will not listen to you. If you tell a person that if you play with fire, you will get burned. The best way for a person to learn is for a person to go there and get burnt by the fire. You will tell a person that when you are out there, be careful of who you associate yourself with. They will affect your health, the health of your mind. Okay, but people often learn it when it's very late. When tears are rolling, that's when they realize that I spent time with the wrong people. While the right people are there, we most often ignore them. Why do we often ignore those people? It's one reason. Those people who form the right crowd, they are mostly seen as boring. Those who will get you to cry a lot, who will teach you a lesson, a harsh lesson. Those people, they seem fun. They seem like they're doing cool things. They're the right crowd. That's when you end up learning too late. And removing them, when you go and remove them, now it will be a matter of force. No longer a matter of being free in your life. But you have to understand that what you watch and what you read helps to grow the mind. Who you spend time and who you follow help to create and help your mind. But so if your goal is to have a healthier life, a healthy mind, you have to start by making sure you look at the crowd you're following, the people who you spend time with. I see a lot of people, they think they know that the crowd which they are, the people who they are following, are the right people. Are they? I ask myself, are they? Because me, I regard myself sometimes as an observer. Because I see a lot of things which happen where I am. I don't engage in a lot of things. Discipline is key in life. Why do I say discipline is key? Because discipline, what today might be hard according to discipline, but tomorrow will all be worth it. It will all be sweet. That's how discipline is. If I discipline myself today, tomorrow I'll reap the rewards. If I avoid all the wrong people and go and follow the people who seem boring, and I spend time with the people who give me good conversations, they grow my mind, I stay healthier all the time, I learn one or two things each and every day, already I'm cruising. I know discipline is something which we lack. That's why when we get there, we get lost. Outside our atmosphere of our family, we get lost. When we start to follow, we get lost in who we should follow, who we should spend time with. But if the goal of your life is to have a healthier mind, then you have no choice but to start by removing all the junk from your diet, the diet of your mind. And this we are very scared of doing. Okay? You have to realize this, people. You have to realize this. We are kept on being told you cannot live a life of pleasing people. And it's absolutely true. A life of you pleasing people will never work if you want to enjoy the true happiness. Because you have to understand, you have to let people down in order for you to be happy. There's no other way around. Okay, you have to let people down in order for you to be happy. You and your mental health are more important than your career, more money, other people's opinions. That event you said you would attend, your partner's mood, and your family's wishes. If you take care of yourself means letting down someone, then let someone down. Your self-love must always be stronger than your desire to be loved by others. People chase money. People chase other people's careers. People chase other people's opinions. People want to go out and enjoy all of these events, attend everything, live their life according to their partner's mood and their family's wishes. It's not always about that, okay? You always have to remember that what is important in life is you and your mental health. Your self-love must always be stronger than your desires to be loved by others. But what do we often see in this world? We see people who seek to be loved by others, who want to grab other people's attention. You have to understand that in life, you are more important, more important than your career. If you think the job which you are at now is not giving you any happiness, you are not happy there, you are in misery, but you are earning more money, you can always just leave. Make sure when you leave, you have created a concrete plan of what you are going to do next. Okay? You can be seated there in a job, earning more money, and forget about other people's opinions also, because you can earn more money, you can have a blessed career, but if you and your mental health are at danger, remember that you can always take some time out. You'll come back when you think you are more stable, you are fine in your life to go back and work. What hurts me the most, and I have been there recently, other people's opinions will tear you down as a person. Other people's opinions will bring you sadness. Other people's opinions will make you think that what you are doing is useless, because you can never satisfy a person. Whatever you do, people will always have their own opinions about what you have done. Even if it's the right thing, opinions will keep on rolling. They might make you feel like you're worthless, pointless. What you're doing is nonsensical, even if you did the right thing according to you. Because people don't understand what you are doing. They just look from the outside and assume they know what's best. That's what people do. And that event you said you would attend, it's not a must to attend. Don't force yourself to attend it. Don't live by other people's events. I mean that if you wanted to go to an event, you can always change if you feel like you don't want to go anymore. Because if you take care of yourself, there's a lot of things which you're going to do, and those things are going to let someone down. Then let someone down then. Let it be it. Let that person down. Well, that's your partner's mood. You cannot live according to your partner's mood also. Take care of yourself before your partner's mood comes up. Always remember, your family will always have wishes upon how you should live your life. But that doesn't mean that you have to follow those wishes. You have your own life. If you take care of yourself, someone will be let down. Because remember, it's all about you at the end of the day. What your family wants, what your partner wants, cannot define what you want in life. It cannot define who you are. That event you wanted to attend doesn't mean you have to attend it if you don't feel like doing it. If taking care of yourself means you have to miss that event, miss it then. If you had to go with someone, if they're disappointed, they're let down, so be it. You are more important than anything. If money is not helping you to take care of yourself, don't chase it too much then. Put it aside. take care of yourself. Your self-love must always, and I remember, must always be there at the top, the strongest than beast. It must always be stronger than your desire to be loved by others. If you have to let someone down in order for you to take care of yourself, so be it. You are more important. You are more important to yourself. Your mental health is very important. Never be scared to let other people down to be happy. Your happiness is very important to you as a person, as you are important, and your mental health are more important than other things in your life. Take care of yourself. You are not a machine. You are a human being. You have feelings. You have to take care of yourself. And here we go again. This part is where we tend to make sure that it keeps on dragging us apart. But you have to be strong and say to yourself that I will never let rejection lead to self-rejection. A person who experienced rejection, fears rejection, a person that fears rejections tend to push or run away before they can be rejected. In their subconscious mind, they have avoided rejection. In reality, they have been rejected again, this time by themselves. I repeat this statement. A person who experienced rejection fears rejection, and a person that fears rejections tend to push or run away before they can be rejected. In their subconscious mind, they have avoided rejection. In reality, they have been rejected again, this time by themselves. Let me break this down. If a person has been rejected in love multiple times, a person will not want to opt to go into love. Okay? Why will they not go into love? One reason: they assume that they will be rejected again. So what do? They don't push to ask a person out. No. They tend to run away from asking a person out, trying their luck again. That's what happens. And at this point, when they decide to run away, because in the subconscious mind, we have avoided rejection. That's how it happens. You think that when you don't attempt it, you have avoided. But what you are doing is you are enforcing rejection again, but this time to yourself, because you are letting yourself not to know what would have happened if you were to give it a try. Just give it a try. If it's love you're running away from, give it a try. If you were rejected multiple times, it doesn't mean that you'll always be rejected. Okay? If it means that your book or your movie title or your work or your project has been rejected by few people, few companies, don't let it torment you. Try again. You might never know. The minute you try, that is the minute that you'll unlock the door, and that rejection which you have learned will somehow become a lesson, a curveball in your life, and then you'll understand, oh, it cannot always be rejection. I have to have the right to understand and know how things will turn out. I shouldn't run away or push away anything before I can be rejected. No, I have to go there. Whether I was rejected 16 times, 15 times, 30 times, 100 times. Imagine the movie of Harry Potter was rejected multiple of times, but the person never ever gave down or never gave hope, never pushed it away. They kept on pushing, they kept on pushing, and they kept on pushing. They were rejected by a lot of companies, films company or movie companies, but they kept on going. They kept on knocking on different doors until Harry Potter was accepted. So do not run away. Keep on trying. Rejection is just saying, keep trying. Because once you get rejection, you might tend to reject yourself. You might tend to reject the need. You might tend to reject what you have to know about life and how things might happen. So never be scared. Never let rejection be something which pulls you aside. Keep going. Don't run away from rejection, but face rejection and keep on going in your life. And this is what we are told in life. We are told that take responsibility. Take responsibility of your life. Because your own responsibility, own your responsibilities, own your future. That's what they're saying. Own your responsibility. Take your responsibility seriously. Own your future. If you take your own responsibility seriously, remember you are owning your future. That's how you own it. Own the responsibilities. You are not responsible for your trauma, but you are responsible for breaking the cycle and not hitting more people because of what happened to you. You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. What happened yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you behave today is. People tend to be tormented because what happened to you, which led to trauma in your life, shouldn't be something which detects the present life today. It shouldn't be something which controls you. You cannot control what happens in your life. You cannot control the people who brought trauma into your life. You're not responsible for that trauma in your life. But you cannot say because you were traumatized, someone brought trauma which you're not responsible for. In rage, you keep on harming and harming more people, hitting more people because of what happened to you. Doesn't this happen to the most of us, that when we are hurt by others, we have to take that trauma which we suffered because it was not our responsibility. We have to take it and go and inflict it on others. But we should have to remember, it will be on our hands when we take the responsibility of hurting more people because of what happened to me or you. You have to understand that you are the person who's going to break the cycle of what happened to you. If something bad happened to you and the trauma still lives in your memory, you don't have to go out and hurt other people, but just choose to break the cycle and don't hurt more people. Just stop hurting others because you were hurt. You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. What happened to you yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you choose to behave today is your responsibility. Own your responsibilities. Understand that the trauma which was brought to you is something which you cannot change. It's something which was not your responsibility. So you cannot take to others. I cannot say, if someone brought me trauma, I was traumatized then, and a new person who doesn't even know what happened or who brought trauma to me, and I tell that person, the way you did 1, 2, 3, you are bringing me back the trauma. How will I know that I am bringing you the trauma? Because I was not even there when the trauma came into your life. That's how you are letting your past control your present time. That's what we say, what happened yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you behave today is. Because if I am someone who doesn't know what happened to you yesterday, how will, when you tell me that I'm reminding you of your past trauma, how will I know your past trauma? Because I don't even know. Sometimes a person does things and not unknowing that you were through a trauma, which something which a person seems like nothing, it was became a trauma to you. So do not let what happened in the past to hang over your future. Because if you want to own your future, be able to move and move away from the past trauma. Understand and accept and move forward in life. I once spoke about this in one of my other episodes a few seasons back, that we should always remember and learn this in life, that it is quality over quantity, not quantity over quality. It can never be. It is always about quality over quantity. Life is about quality, not quantity. One quality friend gives you more than 100 acquaintances. And one quality relationship gives you more than 100 flings. One quality experience gives you more than 100 drunk nights. You don't have to have a lot of friends in life. Okay? It's not a must to always be in a group. As I once said, that you see, if you are in a group of friends, a circle, like I said, and you are a lot, remember, a coin is a circle, and a coin most of the time worth nothing compared to what the four corner of a rectangle paper of money worth. Okay, you can be a lot in a group, but remember, a circle is a coin, and a rectangle is always a bigger value and more quality, and buys more things which has a lot of quality over the crowd which you have. What I'm trying to say is, you might have a small group of friends, just three of them, and you make the fourth rectangular corner, and you might help you, those three friends, they might help to conquer or do things which 30 friends couldn't. So always remember, quality is very important over quantity in life. It's all about quality in life. Life never cares about how many you are, but it's all about the quality which is there, which people often see. Because one quality experience can bring you or can give you more than 100 drunk nights. Take this. One quality experience, just one, gives you more than 100 drunk nights. And you know that drunk nights, you just spent money there getting drunk and getting wasted. Well, just one quality experience, one experience only, gives you more than 100 drunk nights. One quality relationship gives you more than 100 flings. Understand that quality is very important. Look over quality all the time. Do not just go because of quantity. The numbers are many, we are a lot. Doesn't work like that. It works about quality all the time in life. The fun is yours. That's the last thing you have to know in life. The fun is yours. If you want to enjoy your life, don't subscribe to other people's definition of fun. You know, all of us have our own definition of fun. And what I define as fun might seem very boring to others. Fun doesn't mean drinking, partying, or socializing. If someone's fun means drinking, partying, and socializing, it can always be different to the next person. Fun can be a night, alone, getting lost in a book, a deep conversation, a walk, creating art, playing music, or doing work that you love. Your fun belongs to you. Make sure you define it. Don't let other people's definition of what fun is tell you what fun is. Remember, we come from different places. We come from different backgrounds. And sometimes, what matters the most is that we are different as people. You see, even if when your family defines fun, your family members, your brothers and sisters and your uncles and cousins and everyone, when they define fun, it might not be what you define as fun. Okay? So, if you want to enjoy life, don't subscribe to other people's definition of fun. Okay? Because you will go there with that type of fun, with that definition of fun. You'll go there and see what they're doing, and you'll just get bored. Imagine you go drinking, partying, and socializing, and you sit there and you're just bored. You're just bored. Nothing is entertaining to you. Instead of a night alone, getting lost reading a book, having a deep conversation with someone in your room, taking a walk, creating art, playing music, or doing that work that you love. If that's your kind of fun, define it. Don't be shaken and be controlled by other people. Always realize this early in life, because most of us tend to realize it when it's too late in life. But we have to take control of our life. Remember, it's your fun, not the world's fun. But how you define it, it's how you're going to live it. It's how you know how you're going to enjoy your life. Because if you want to enjoy life, you cannot just dip in your situation or subscribe to other people's definition of fun. Fun doesn't have the same meaning to each and everyone. My kind of fun might be the one of writing poetry, doing music, watching news when I'm at home. That's my kind of fun. People will ask me, what do you enjoy? Why do you enjoy watching news? To me, it's fun sitting there behind the screen, and I can spend 3-4 hours on a news channel just watching same things. But people are asking, what's fun in that? To me, knowledge is fun. To me, learning is what I define as fun. If there's nothing that I learn in that thing, sometimes I don't get entertained. I don't get any fun of it. Okay, people can watch comedies. If I don't find anything which I can learn from that comedy, I find it boring. I won't lie to anyone. They say I'm boring because I sit down and I enjoy the news. To me, the news are fun. It's something which I enjoy. That's how I define me enjoying what to watch on TV. So define your own fun. Don't let other people define it for you. You know yourself. You know what makes you happy. So define it and make sure that your fun is yours. I'm JB State, and never be too shy to explore yourself. Thank you.